Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is September the 15th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Hosea chapters 1 to 3. Unfaithfulness to God will result in spiritual adultery. We read in Hosea chapter 1 verse number 2 like this. When the Lord began to speak by Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, "Go, take yourself a wife of harlotry and children of harlotry, for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord." The prophetical book of Hosea is the first of the last 12 books of the Old Testament known as the Minor Prophets. However, there is nothing minor about these books since they play a major role in declaring God's word not only to the Israelites and other nations of the ancient world, but to us today. Through these books, we gain additional perspective on the sins that God hates and the faith that He honors. The story behind the prophetical message of Hosea illustrates the amazing grace of God through sinful, straying Israel and by application to all sinners who turn from their evil ways to a God of love. In order to live out His message, God directed the prophet Hosea to marry an unfaithful woman named Gomer in order to illustrate Israel's unfaithfulness towards God. Thus, Hosea describes the real life stories of Gomer, his prodigal wife, and of Israel, the Lord's prodigal people. Gomer's marital infidelity is a picture of Israel's idolatry and unfaithfulness to its covenant with God. Spiritual adultery is a danger for God's people today. The New Testament likens the relationship between believers and Christ to marriage. When Christians turn away from Christ and adopt beliefs, values, practices, and rituals that are unworthy of Him, they commit the same sort of harlotries as ancient Israel committed against the Lord. Apostle Paul caught the essence of godliness when he wrote, "Therefore be imitators of God as dear children." Just as God called Hosea to live out His undying eternal love for His people by instructing him to marry an unfaithful woman, He calls us to illustrate His word and His very character in the way we live. Remember, unfaithfulness to God will result in spiritual adultery.